It's 87 degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. A Murfreesboro Police Department detective has been indicted on charges of theft, forgery, falsifying government documents, and official misconduct. Reginald DePremis is accused of using confidential police funds to buy things for himself and falsifying a document to access a criminal justice database for reasons unrelated to his job. The allegations come from a joint investigation between Tennessee's Comptroller's Office and the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. Premis has been arrested and booked into the Rutherford County Jail on a $25,000 bond. Primary elections, like today's, are not just for the politically connected. They can determine who represents you. That's the message from a nonprofit that is running ads to encourage participation in partisan primaries. Chloe Akers is the founder of The Best of Tennessee, which saw an uptick in early voting among the 15 state legislative districts it targeted this year.
You know, I'm not suggesting that you don't vote in November. I think it's critical that you vote at every single opportunity. But voting in the August primary is absolutely as important, if not more determinative, for 95% of our state legislative seats than the general.
In the last election cycle, only 650,000 Tennesseans voted in the primaries, compared to more than 3 million in the November general election. On our midday show, This is Nashville, Aker said voters shouldn't stress about party affiliation because there is no official party registration in Tennessee. Nashville's Department of Transportation is finishing up its plan for improving safety on one of the city's most dangerous corridors, Main Gallatin Pike. After getting feedback from neighbors earlier this year, NDOT has come up with a number of short-term fixes to make the roads safer for pedestrians, cyclists, bus drivers, and drivers. Among them are left turn calming at 17 locations, 3 new crosswalk locations with lights to calm traffic, improved crosswalk visibility, signals that give pedestrians a head start at 14 crosswalks, and lighting improvements at 15 locations. The safety measures will cost $3.9 million. You are listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.